Welcome to True Crime Broads. I'm Crystal.
And Renee.
And we are so excited to have you back with us. You know, we are going to cover the Missy Beavers case again today and some little interesting things about it that have come out over the past year or so. But before we get started, Renee, do you have any updates for us or anything? Or
no, not really much going on.
All right, that's cool. All right, so we're going to just read a review. And hey, be patient with me if you wrote a review and we haven't read it yet. We're kind of jumping around. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to get out of order, but we don't record very often, and sometimes I pick up at the wrong place.
Well, and so. We need some more reviews too. So send us some more, and yeah. She'll have more to read than she has time for.
That'd be great. Okay, so we just got, this is a one we got really recently. It says, I've never liked podcasts, but that's the title, and 5 stars. It says, I just got through binge listening to all of your podcasts. You ladies are doing an amazing job at keeping Missy's case alive. Praying that this case gets solved soon. It's been way too long. Keep up your great work, ladies. And she put a smiley face there, or he. And that was written by Mad Dog CG. And you know, CG might stand for Camp Gladiator. Yeah. I wonder if that's a Camp Gladiator person. Yeah. So yes, thank you for that review and keep them coming. You know, we'll read them on the air unless you say something hateful about us. And then,
and then we're not telling no one.
We ain't telling no one. We might call each other and go, did you see what they wrote? That was so mean. But that's about the extent of it. All right. Well, hey, listen, we really appreciate all of you and we hope you're enjoying the show. Please feel free to DM us anytime. If you're a potential advertiser, we, you know, each of our episodes gets thousands of listens. We would happily share our numbers with you and we could work something out. If you'd like us to mention you on our show, we'd be thrilled to. So just wanted to put that out there. We've never mentioned that before on the show, but.
Right. We've had a couple of people that have done that, but it has ended. So we've got some spots open.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We had that happen in the past. Anyway, we hope everyone's doing great and hold on to your hats. We got a great show coming up.
True Crime Broads with Crystal and Renee.
Except for my neck, let it shine. Yeah, she gon' hit my line.
Welcome back to True Crime Broads. We are so happy you joined us today. If you're listening to this podcast, more than likely you're familiar with our show and that a big chunk of our time has been spent on the Missy Beavers case, which is local to us here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And one thing that we really got to thinking about after our last episode was we have some sort of unsolicited advice. I mean, of course, investigators would never ask our opinion on anything because we're just podcasters, but there was something, you know, that person of interest we discussed on the last show. Mm-hmm. That person, you know, we thought of this after we stopped recording the other show, was that person had a party at her house right before the murder. We're not talking the night before, the week before, a couple days before. We're talking that party probably wrapped up about an hour and a half before the murder took place, mm-hmm. maybe 2 hours, depending on how. And if you want to go back and listen to our episode with her childhood friend from California, Rob Muchmore, he was on our show a couple of times and he sort of outlined the way those parties would go. Mm-hmm. She had them frequently. She didn't work so outside the home. So she kind of had time to have parties, enjoyed entertaining, was apparently a really good cook, would mm-hmm. make good food, loved having people over. They would drink and have a good old time. And so the party, if there is any chance in this wide world that this person is either involved or knows something, the person of interest we discussed on the last episode, mm-hmm. it seems like police, now they may have done this, y'all, so don't come at us, but from our standpoint, we're not convinced that they talked to everyone at that party. And we think that everybody in presence at that party on the day that Missy was killed, well, they would have left the day she was killed. Because, I mean, I always say that Missy was killed at about 4:20 in the morning, which to me, that's the middle of the night. But for Missy, it was, and her Camp Gladiator participants, it was the beginning of their day. Mm-hmm. That was just the early morning. To me, I kind of factor that as late at night because I'm more of a night owl than a morning person. Mm-hmm. But no matter how you slice it, it was April 18th, 2016. And the people leaving her party were leaving after midnight, mm-hmm. probably from what we've heard, the parties would run very, very late past midnight. So they were leaving maybe 2-3 o'clock on April 18th, 2016. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's relevant. What was her state of mind? Did she disappear for any length of time? Was there anything triggering at that party? Who was she hanging out with? Who was she talking to? Who'd she spend the most time with? What was going on? What was talked about?
Mm-hmm. And you want to do that quickly because that's where you're going to get your best information. So it is kind of,
Well, that ship has sailed on quickly.
But, oh, I know. But I meant from back then, that would have been good.
That would have been amazing.
If they would have done that.
I really don't think she was on the radar past those first few interviews. I think for some reason she said something, or with her husband being a police officer from Dallas, maybe they, I don't know. Maybe
just dismissed her quickly.
Maybe she just knew what to say, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. We have no idea what happened. We're speculating, as you can tell. So we are not claiming any of this stuff as fact, but we have heard from people that say they were at the party and they were never questioned. Renee did push and get one of the people in touch with Midlothian Police, which was great. We don't know what came of that, of course. That's all confidential, and we're just regular citizens, and we don't have privy to that information. But we don't know if it was even helpful, but there it was. It was at least something. I don't believe they have ever talked to Rob much more. What do you think, Renee, to this day?
No.
Yeah.
He would have told us.
Yeah, we still talked to him. Mm-hmm. He would have definitely told us.
Yeah. There was a person that made some statements about some things, and believe they named the same person. And I don't know that police have ever talked to them either.
What was the circumstance surrounding that?
They made a comment on a post. We need to talk to you urgently. Me and my relative believe we know who did it.
Do I know about this? This isn't ringing a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Last name.
Oh, okay. I was going to get into that. I didn't realize that's where you were going.
Yeah, sorry.
No. I'm good. You're good. Somebody had come forward that was in close communication with somebody at that party.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim this person, I'm going to say he, because it was a male. He said that he was in close contact with someone who was at the party. The person that was either texting or calling him, we don't know, some form of communication told this person that Tammy left. She got really upset, started yelling at people, and just took off in a car and left. But what's interesting is she took off in somebody else's car.
Mm-hmm. And was gone for a while.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And not her own car. So who knows why? I don't know. We don't know what car. We don't know the make and model, none of that stuff. So this is just hearsay. And this person thought enough of it to tell his brother, and his brother was trying to kind of get the ball rolling to contact people, but then it seems like the original brother backed out. So
it fizzled out.
Yeah. We won't go into detail because honestly, we don't know if it's true, but it was told to us in a way that we think it is. And,
well, it fits so perfectly with all the stories that we've heard.
Right.
And none of these people know each other.
And we got it from a very reliable source. Right. Not someone who's trying to spread gossip and whatnot. So, we were really hoping that that person would go to MPD, but apparently he never did from what we understand. But that person did report that the next morning. Now, if anyone saw this, please screenshot it. Or if you screenshot it at the time, send it to Midlothian Police. Apparently in the wee hours in the morning, like when people got up the next morning, they were like, hey, and this is on the person of interest who'd hosted the party, mm-hmm. her Facebook page. Mm-hmm. They were like, hey, what happened to you?
You disappeared.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Did you get back home okay? Stuff like that. Yeah, people were just worried because mm-hmm. they just left because she left her own party in a freak out.
Yeah.
She was like in a rage.
Mm-hmm.
So the people the next morning were saying, hey, what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the person that told us the story said they all deleted their comments, but I guarantee you that's incorrect.
Well, I think the post got deleted, didn't it?
Well, I think that, no, these were individual posts made by individuals.
Oh, like,
it wasn't. But then
they said her post got deleted too.
Well, here's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about any posts that she made. I haven't mm-hmm. heard of that yet until now. But what I'm saying is all those people that are posting, are you okay? What happened? Where are mm-hmm. you? She posted them. You can delete things from your own Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like if you wrote something on my Facebook mm-hmm. wall, I can delete it.
Yeah.
I think the person that relayed that story to us didn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And when he told us the story, he was saying that they all deleted them. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that she deleted them.
Yeah, she said, nope, not happening.
Now, the rest of the story goes like this. And mind you that we're not trying to gossip here. This is coming from a very reliable source, very close to the case.
Oh, yeah. It's not just, this is not.
Oh, if we did an episode on all the hearsay we heard, we would have an episode every 15 minutes. It would drive y'all crazy.
Yeah, we would have a lot.
That is not what this is. The person that told us this said that the person said that they deleted all their stuff. And I forgot what was wrong with this. And it was something important. There was one more item about this.
Oh my God, I don't know.
Oh, I do.
Okay, good.
And so they're having breakfast, drinking coffee the next morning.
That's right.
The person that had been talking to someone that was at the party and reported all this, and they just said that was wild.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to believe this. But I just saw on the news that a woman was murdered in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
and we think there's a connection. And that's when this person started, their wheels really started mm-hmm. to turn. Because not only did you have a woman hosting a party, acting totally bizarre and leaving her own party in someone else's car in a rage, mm-hmm. not saying that she left to kill Missy, but it's just something.
Right.
Okay. It's not Absolutely. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's just weird behavior. And then you have the people the next morning connecting that are discussing the events from the night before
mm-hmm.
or the morning before, technically the middle of the night. And then they're going, wait a minute, look on TV. There was a murder in the town
that we were in
that the party took place mm-hmm. and that it took place around the same time she took off, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know what they were thinking because we weren't there, but they were just saying, they immediately thought there was a connection to that murder, which mm-hmm. I find very strange. Because I can tell you, if I was at a party at your house and you mm-hmm. flipped out and left,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody got killed, I wouldn't connect that.
You wouldn't say, ooh, I wonder if Renee did it.
I know. I wouldn't right. be like, that's where Renee went.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that. So yeah. I don't understand that connection, but apparently it was made.
Mm-hmm.
And those are just things that we find interesting that we're not saying they're true. We're not saying anything like this, that we know anything. That's the totality of the story that we heard,
mm-hmm.
Give or take a couple things. You know, I'd have to look back at the notes. But basically, that just solidifies why we think Midlothian police should talk to everybody at that party.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the person feeding information to this guy?
Right.
Somebody was there,
yeah.
And he initially wanted to report it, and then he apparently got spooked. Mm-hmm. But what person made that connection?
Yeah.
How do you go from a woman hosting a party I attended, freaked out and left, to, wow, I bet she killed that woman. Like, yeah. what transpired either at the party or in that person's mind to make them make that connection?
Right. That's a really good question. I wish we knew that answer. I wish the people that had talked and mentioned this scenario would reach out and we could connect them with police so that they could tell the story.
Yeah, or go directly to police.
Absolutely.
But if you're not comfortable doing that and you need us to help bridge the gap, we will always do that. We've done mm-hmm. it about a dozen times.
Right.
We'll do it at least half a dozen. We'll do it some more.
Right.
So absolutely, that's all we care about is getting the right person to speak because it just seems like we're this close sometimes. And sometimes it feels like we're really far away.
Really, it does.
But it just seems like there's something to that.
Yeah.
Now, like I said before, we get people calling us, texting us, messaging us, Facebook Messenger calling us, you name it, any form of communication, email with information.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we are mentioning this is that it came from a much closer to the case, reliable source than most of our stuff does.
Right.
And the stuff that doesn't come from reliable sources, we do not repeat on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't. And if we ever have blabbed anything like that, we've always followed up with, hey, this is probably not true, blah, blah, blah. It didn't come from a reliable source. This one was super reliable. We just can't tell you who right now. But you're just going to have to trust us on that if you trust us at all. So basically, we're just really sad that that person thought enough of the situation to contact someone close to the case and spill their guts and tell the whole story, but then backed out.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate. And we wish that it were different because that should have gotten across the finish line to the police department.
Right.
Because it sounded very, very pertinent. And mm-hmm. and he also, that person sounds like they could have connected police with the person who was reporting the information. And that person sounds like the one that was feeding him the information from the party seems like the one that connected the dots that it could be related to the murder. And I would love to know why. Because like you and I just said, that's not normal. It's not normal to say, hey, someone left a party upset and someone got killed. They must have killed them. Now, maybe someone did jump to that conclusion for no other reason other than just being weird, but it needs to be explored to see if there was a specific reason why they think it's connected.
I agree.
Because did this person that hosted the party, did she get some bad news?
Right.
I mean, I'm completely speculating right now going forward, so keep that in mind. But was she at this party and someone said, hey, we heard that Missy went on a date with her husband? Or would set, or does one of her friends just say, gosh, Missy did this and this and this, we're really upset. And then she got some other weird news about Missy. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not saying any of this stuff is true mm-hmm. about Missy, but all that matters is that Missy's killer perceived it to be true. Mm-hmm. Okay. It doesn't right. even have to be real.
Right.
So if she thought Missy was seeing her husband, that would be enough. So
that's true. People do that all the time.
Yeah. So we just felt it was important to talk about that because it really hasn't been discussed. And we just really, really hope that Midlothian police will go back and try to piece together everybody that was at that party. We don't know how many people were there. There was a core group of people. And those of you following the case have seen these pictures over the years. There mm-hmm. is a ton of pictures of Wintress, Rusty, Stephanie, Frank. No, Frank's not in the picture. Stephanie was. A couple of other people at this party. And Tina and Lyle, the usual people that went to the parties, mm-hmm. made it to the pictures.
They've been around since 2016, too.
Yeah.
I mean, because I remember
those
seeing
pictures,
them
yeah.
May of 2016.
Oh, they got mm-hmm. passed around all over the place. Yep. And so who else was there, though? That's the important point. Because mm-hmm. I don't believe one of the people I just mentioned were the ones feeding the information to the person that wanted to report all this stuff.
Right.
And didn't. So who was there? Who stopped by? Who was there for a while? Who was there for a couple hours and just didn't make it to the pictures? It seems like it's kind of like the best friends were in the
pictures.
Oh,
and Rob.
Rob Muchmore was there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He left early because he had to go to work because it was a Sunday.
Yeah. He had to be mm-hmm. at work at DFW at 5 a.m. But what's kind of funny about that, though, is didn't he tell us he left really late? Mm-hmm. And that's his idea of leaving early. That shows
1
you.
1 o'clock.
Yeah. That shows you how late those parties run. Right. If he was the early guy that
he
left. Right.
1 o'clock.
Right.
So I would have been just about ready to go to bed.
So back to my earlier point when we first started this episode was the murderer is first seen on camera at 3:50 a.m. at Creekside Church in Midlothian. So no telling how there is a talk that the perp broke in and spent some time in the kitchen. So let's say the perp pulls up at 3:30. Let's just pull that number out of nowhere just for the sake of this conversation. We know the perp is on camera at 3:50. So they're inside, established, they're in the church at 3:50. So let's just call it 3:30 that the person arrives. So the early bird leaves the party at 1. That party is still cranking, mm-hmm. apparently. Mm-hmm. We don't know this for a fact, but if you kind of listen to what people say, it sounds like all of her parties ran late. Mm-hmm. So that's just very interesting. If she is any way, shape, or form a person of interest, everybody at that party needs to be questioned.
Right.
Not to
and
say.
And Rob Muchmore had never been questioned.
Right, so, right. Yeah. But not to say, not only question like they're involved.
No.
Question
yeah.
like, what did you see?
Yeah,
like,
what
hear?
Did you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Was yeah. there anything suspicious happening? Were there any conversations? Did Missy Beaver's name ever come up?
Right.
Did her name ever get said?
Yeah.
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 Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Now, we do think that they've talked to one couple that was at the party.
Yes.
And that was done a while back, maybe 2020, but
yeah.
But just everybody else.
Yeah, there was quite a few people. I mean, you know, Renee Jones that came onto our podcast, she also was not questioned and she actually had to walk into the police department's office and go, hey, y'all never questioned me and I have some things I need to talk about on this case.
Yeah. And yeah. not only did she have pertinent information about, you know, how you can communicate with Camp Gladiator trainers on the website, you know, like private messaging mm-hmm. she would have been able to get a hold of, but also she had, you know, the rosters of everyone who was in attendance and that type of thing. Yeah, she was very surprised that she wasn't contacted. And she also said, why am I not a suspect?
Right.
Why wasn't I even questioned on that level?
Right.
So, yeah, no, you bring up a good point. But I'm really, you know, getting back to that party, I really just wish that that party could be sort of broken down and get information, even though it's been almost 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I still feel like...
If people remember, they still.
I was at a party where somebody was mentioned that got killed just a few hours later, I would remember that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So hopefully these people remember anything. And you know what? Maybe Missy's name never did come up at the party, right. But they someone needs to find out.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know that I do believe that Midlothian is doing, you know, that they care about the case and they do want to get it solved. I just, I think that with all the switching of the different investigators that worked the case, maybe that's the reason that some things got missed, you know, because when you come in midstream on something, you're going to like, did they already do this? Did they already talk to these people? You know, I'm sure they have notes and stuff to refer back to, but I guess it may be confusing or whatever. So anyway, hopefully they can still, you know, go back and talk to some of these people and see if that can help out in any way.
That would be amazing. And the reason we are kind of digging back into these old details that kind of sound like a lot of hearsay and potentially rumors, and we don't mean that to be harmful in any way, shape, or form. We're just trying to pull something out that might have some facts that could help the case. Okay. That's right. Our only goal. So if anyone says, you know, we have a hater or two out there, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
We have, you know, there's some people that might say, well, they're just spreading rumors and gossiping, but we're not. We don't want that at all. We really want this case solved, and we kind of see a vulnerable piece of potential information out there that needs to be explored. So that's our whole point. And we have anything else before we peace out?
No, I guess not. That was a good you know, thing to talk about people that hadn't been questioned, and I feel like
if by some slim chance that you're listening to this and you were at the party that night, please contact Midlothian Police. If you're not comfortable doing that, contact us and we'll get you connected and we can kind of talk through whether or not you think your information is relevant. We've done that with people before and convinced them, yes, you do need to go talk to police, even if you don't think it's relevant, because it may totally help what they're doing.
Right. And then, of course, don't forget, you can always contact Crime Stoppers of Ellis County and remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. They have the number. They have the website. And then they also have a P3 app that you can download to your phone. And it is literally the letter P, like Paul, and the number 3. And just download that, and then you select your area. So even if you don't live in, you know, Ellis County, you can still download the P3 app, and you can select your city and your county and all that stuff to turn in a tip and remain anonymous. But nevertheless, you would just download it and then select your county, the county that you want to turn the tip into, and type it in. And they don't have a clue who you are. They have no way of knowing. And they can converse back and forth with you if they have any questions, and go from there. So if it's not something that you want to do the other way, or if you're okay with calling, the number is 972-937-7297.
Is that Crime Stoppers
number? Crime Stoppers of Ellis County,
yes. And then, of course, you can always call Midlothian Police directly. And if you want to go directly to the investigators on this case, we can connect you to them. We have their email addresses and their direct lines. So call us. Email us, message us if you have something, and we can, so you don't have to kind of go through all the red tape. If you just want to go straight to investigators, let us know, and we can facilitate that.
A lot of time has passed, and I feel like a lot of people are feeling a little bit more relaxed to talk about the case.
Gosh, I hope so.
So if that is you, and you're starting to think, you know, man, I really want to talk about what I know, but I'm just nervous about it, and just know that a lot of time has passed, you know, please feel comfortable enough to do that. We don't ever reveal anything if you do talk to us. And if you don't want to talk to us, that's cool. Just contact Crime Stoppers of Ellis County, Midlothian Police. Just take that next step, because this case needs it.
Yes. And thank you so much for listening to True Crime Broads. And if you ever want to be on the show, if you're connected to the case, please let us know. We are here. We would love to have you. And with that being said, I guess we'll just sign off. Thank you very much for joining us on True Crime Broads. Thank you so much for listening to True Crime Broads. We would also love to see you on our social media. We have an Instagram page called True Crime Broads.
We also have a Facebook page called True Crime Broads, and then we also have a group which is called True Crime Broads, Missy Beaver's Case Discussion Group. And if you can, please leave us a 5-star review. We are needing some new ones.
Yes, you can leave 5 stars on Spotify if you think we deserve it, and also on Apple. You can also leave 5 stars and leave a written review if you'd like to. So thanks again for listening to True Crime Broads. Hey, y'all. As you know, my co-host Renee has a company called Southern Comfort and More, and I'm actually currently having a sheets party for her. She sells sheets and the most amazing big, cozy, thick, soft blankets you've ever seen in your life. And if you need anything like that, please order from her. She runs a really good business. She'll have it shipped to you to wherever you are in the United States. So hop on to her Facebook page. It's called Southern Comfort and More. Or I guess they could just get with you on True Crime Broads as well.
And then you can they could just message me. Yeah. However, well, thank you for saying that.
Of course.
Yeah,
I just thought, you know, we really don't have a lot of sponsors. We got a few. We've got a few commercials, which we greatly appreciate, but we don't have any like sponsors that have come to us or that we've retrieved out in the world. So I thought, why wouldn't we just promote your business? It's amazing. Yeah. So that would really help Renee out. She's a small business owner and shop small, you know, hashtag shop small.
Right.
And with Christmas coming up and Hanukkah, New Year's, there's all kinds of reasons that you should fill your home and warm your home up with these amazing blankets. So go check out her listings.
Thank you for saying that.
Oh yeah. She's got really cool pictures on Southern Comfort and More Facebook page.
Yeah. You can find it on my profile. And also while we're talking about that, I'll go ahead and tell everybody about Crystal. She's an amazing real estate agent. She's laughing, but I've never seen anybody work so hard for her clients in my life.
So, nice. I wasn't expecting you to say anything about me. I was just jumping on here to talk about you. Nice.
Well, if anybody is in the market, please contact her because she does an amazing job. She's helped me many times on just looking at places, rentals, whatever. So yeah, check her out. Call her up if you need her
because
she's going to be there for you.
Well, that's awesome. And don't forget Southern Comfort and More. Renee will take good care of you. You can also Zelle her, Venmo her. It's super easy. And then she'll ship immediately. She ships so fast.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You guys have a great day.
Never seen a boy glow. Ask me how I got it, I'ma tell you got it so low. Yeah.